Jeff, thanks for joining us again this week for the Silver City Report. We're starting off with some positive news with vaccinations in New Mexico. Tell us about this and how things are looking for Grant County.
There's several providers now offering Moderna and Pfizer company vaccines in Grant County. In particular, the county public health office is doing a vaccine clinic every Wednesday. They've managed for the last several weeks to vaccinate about 500 people. Other providers are also holding mass vaccination clinics. And just Tuesday of this week, we learned that the county received a federal emergency management grant to help them with public outreach and education. There's still, fairly common vaccine hesitancy here and across the state. The county is going to be able to put some money towards sort of myth-busting education and also towards mobile vaccination clinic. That's a concern here in Grant County, is getting the vaccine to more rural areas. The community has really come together on this, and a coronavirus task force that was formed earlier on in the pandemic has really hit its stride here, and they've managed to organize not just clinics, but kind of bring all of the providers and emergency management personnel together to be ready for when we do get more vaccine here in Grant County.
We'll keep updated with you on news regarding that. Now, I want to move on and talk about a popular story that recently ran in the Silver City Daily Press, and that is about curbside recycling starting back up in the area.
That's right. As listeners may recall, Silver City decided that they were going to kill their recycling program in 2019. This was due to contaminated recycling shipments being sent back. Just overall, it was starting to cost the municipality more money than it was able to afford to recycle not as much material as residents might have thought. So when that ended, some folks in Silver City got together and formed an organization called Silver City Recycles. Our new reporter, Anna Goolsby, wrote an update on this program just last week, and according to a story that was in the Daily Press, their biggest hurdle, the Silver City Recycles Group, is finding enough space to manage the material they're now picking up through a private company that a couple of them started that does curbside recycling pickups. They've tripled the number of subscriptions since last June that they have to come collect recyclables. That's plastics, glass, and aluminum, from 50 to more than 130 monthly pickups. They are, in fact, looking to expand their depot yard, and they're using some resources that were purchased by the town of Silver City still, a glass crusher. In return for that use of that, they provide the town with some material that is used in road work and at the golf course. Trash to Treasure is the name of the company that does this curbside recycling pickup. They don't have a phone number, but folks who are interested in recycling options can visit t2t.green online and learn more.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for updating us with that important news in Silver City. And we want to thank you for joining us for this week's Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.